Okay, so if you're selling anything online these days, your website is like it's the first impression, right?
It's huge.
It's everything.
Yeah.
And we're going to really try to go deep today on the principles of good e-commerce web design.
Yes.
And we're pulling a lot of these insights from Chris Bradley over at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Yes.
So,
Good stuff.
really smart guy. He's got some really good insights that we wanted to share with you guys.
Absolutely.
And we've kind of distilled this down into three main pillars
Okay.
that we think are going to really help you make the most of your online store.
Absolutely. And I think.
Attract more traffic, spark interest, and ultimately get those sales conversions.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, in this competitive landscape online, a well-designed website, it's not just about looking pretty anymore.
Right.
It's really driving your success.
Yeah.
These three pillars provide a framework to kind of get you going down that road.
Yeah. So let's jump right into that first pillar, good user experience. And here's something that might be a little bit counterintuitive.
Okay.
When you're first launching, familiarity is actually more important than being super unique or different. And think about it when you're shopping online, right?
Yeah.
You expect the cart to be in a certain spot.
Yeah.
You expect the account settings to be easily accessible,
Right. You don't want to be hunting.
If you're on a site and it's throwing like all these weird design elements at you
Yeah.
and you don't know where to go, and it's frustrating.
It's
You're going to
confusion.
bounce. You're
Yeah.
going to leave.
Yeah, you're going to go to a competitor.
Exactly.
That makes a lot more
And
sense.
you're going to give your money to somebody who's made it easy for you to give them money.
Makes sense.
Right. So
It's interesting. There's like a different role that design plays before and after the launch of a site. So, while you're pre-launch, you kind of want to drum up interest.
Yeah, you want that buzz.
Yeah, you want something flashy.
Yeah.
You want something eye-catching. But once your store is live,
Right.
you want something that's easy to navigate.
Yeah, just get people through that process.
Yeah, get them to that purchase as quickly and easily as possible.
Yeah.
There's actually data that suggests that e-commerce sites with unconventional layouts see a much higher bounce rate in those first few seconds.
Yeah, which makes
It
sense.
does, yeah.
They're just like, this is weird. I don't get it. I'm out of here.
Yep. So dialing back those flashy elements, like maybe the auto-playing videos or the crazy complex animations.
Yeah, those are cool
They are, they are.
for the pre-launch hype.
Yeah.
But
You gotta tone it back.
yeah, once the store is live,
Yeah.
keep it streamlined. Make it
Exactly.
super easy for people to check out.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, so we've made it intuitive, right?
Yes.
That's pillar number one. It's done.
Yeah.
Now let's go to pillar number two, thoughtful design. And it's really important to understand that simple does not equal like just thrown together. It
Right.
doesn't mean like
Yeah, just slapped on there.
just like whatever. We threw some colors on the wall.
Yeah.
It's got to be deliberate.
Yeah, it's intentional. It's
Yeah.
well thought out.
Yes, exactly.
Chris actually highlights color selection as like a basic but really vital element here.
Yeah. Store psychology is a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Right.
Right.
And we're not going to get into that
Oh,
today. Yeah.
no. But the product page, the
Yeah.
product
This
page.
is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, this is where you can have fun.
Yeah. So once somebody's, navigated to your site,
Right.
they found a product they're interested in, that product page, this is where you really want to like showcase those
Yeah.
details.
Yeah, make it look beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful pictures.
High quality
Oh,
images.
quality, yeah.
Like all the information they need to really like make an informed decision, right? So this is where like thoughtful design can really turn a browser into a buyer.
Yeah, you're giving them all the information they need in a way that's appealing and accessible and beautiful. It's
Absolutely.
a really powerful thing.
Yeah. So it's all about focusing that creative energy
Right.
where it has the most impact.
Exactly.
So think about where's that point in the journey that the customer is really like ready to be wowed.
Yeah, and where might that innovation hinder them?
Yeah.
So the product page is kind of that decision-making hub
Right.
where they're like,
They're on the fence.
yeah, I'm thinking about it, but I'm not sure. So
Yeah.
give them that information clearly in a visually appealing way.
Exactly.
Targeted
I
creativity.
like that. I like that too.
Targeted creativity.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get to our final pillar here.
Okay.
Functionality and stability.
Yeah.
This might not be like the sexy part of
Yeah.
e-commerce website
Right.
design,
It's the foundation, though.
but it is so important.
It really is. Like, you can have the most beautiful website in the world,
Yep.
but if it takes like 5 minutes to load,
It's not going to matter.
nobody's going to see it.
Yeah, no one's going to stick around.
And if it's constantly like crashing and having errors,
Yeah.
you're going to lose people. So
it's all about speed.
Yes.
Site speed is crucial.
Yes.
Slow load times. They not only frustrate users, but they're going to hurt your search engine rankings.
Yes. Google does not like slow websites.
Google does not.
No.
Chris mentions these things called website assets.
Yes.
Which are kind of like the building block.
Yeah, the images, the code.
Yeah, the code.
Yeah, all that.
All the things that make your site work. Large images.
Yeah.
Unoptimized images.
Those are usually the culprit.
Often a major culprit for slow load times.
Mm-hmm.
So minimizing the number of assets.
Right.
Making sure they're optimized properly.
Yes.
Can really improve the speed and stability of your site.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who aren't super technical.
Right.
It is really worth thinking about bringing in a professional web designer.
Yeah. They can handle the hard stuff.
They can do all that like back end stuff.
Yeah.
To make sure that you've got that really solid foundation.
Yes. They're worth their weight in gold.
Yeah. So it's like you said, it's the foundation. You got to have that.
You got to have a good foundation if you want your house to stand.
Okay.
So ultimately, those three pillars that we've talked about, that user-friendly experience through simplicity, thoughtful design with all those beautiful, impactful details on your product pages, and a rock-solid, stable website
that's
going to get you where you want to go.
That's the recipe for success.
It is.
So as you guys are thinking about all these insights from Chris Bradley, you know, thinking about how to create that easy, familiar experience, but also make it compelling and informative.
Right.
And showcase your products in a way that's going to make people want to buy them. Yep. What's one thing you can do right now, today, to start enhancing your online store?
Yeah, what's that one little tweak that's going to make all the difference?
Exactly. It's all about finding that perfect balance.
It is.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time.